the scream. It must feel good, deep in her throat, and all through her belly and leg bones, so she just won't stop. In the back alley, below the staircase, where, minutes ago, she started, with her elbows bent, palms jammed on blonde-gray brick, the red cotton skirt mashed with one knee into mortar and brick wall, the sneaker sole scrunched in the doorframe corner where the cement is cracking and the long crevice leads down, down in the heavy air to the lowermost subway tunnels. And from that warm source stream ants, all in a panic, across the bridge of her shoe. She stares at the black trail. She screams at their shining bodies. No one will remove her. No one will stop her voice. Not ants, not her brothers, in a gang on their flashing bikes. Not her father, shoving aside the screen door. And surely not the neighbors, with strollers and cell phones and broad, frowning faces, lowering car windows, hoping someone else will save her.